Hi, everybody. This is Gad Saad. Hope that your week is off to a good start. Today is International Women's Day, March 8th. And as you all know, I'm a strong supporter of hashtag the future is female because I think it's a wonderful, enriching idea to denigrate and pathologize half of humanity known as boys and men. But in any case, in honor of International Women's Day, I wanted to, grant kudos to three strong, powerful women: Princess Harry, Princess Meghan, and the Queen herself, Oprah. Three strong, independent, powerful women who, in their own ways, have shaped our trajectory. Yesterday, I didn't have the pleasure to watch the chat of those three ladies on Oprah's retreat in Montecito, a place of horrifying bigotry and victimhood. If you've ever been in that Santa Barbara enclave, it's difficult to imagine that someone could survive such difficult situation. But what touched me the most, I saw a few snippets. What touched me the most is that you really saw the pain and suffering that Princess Harry and Princess Meghan had endured among the British royal family. The British royal family, who for about 1,000 years have personified what the meaning of parasitic privilege is. It's the definition of privilege. But Meghan was recounting the story of how, while being pleasured by three men and a harp playing in the background and someone fanning her so that she doesn't get too sweaty, and while someone fed her grapes, they didn't address her by her royal title, probably because she's a woman of color. And so I felt ashamed, to be honest with you, because some of you might be familiar with the horrors of my childhood in Lebanon, civil war, parents kidnapped, about to be executed and die every second of every day. That's nothing compared to what a true heroine has had to endure in Princess Meghan. She's not in any way narcissistic. She's not in any way engaging in orgiastic Munchausen. She's a victim. And that Queen Oprah would lend her platform to these two powerful women, Harry and Meghan, is a testament to her willingness to see trials and tribulations everywhere and, put a face to it. Yazidi women, stop whining. People who suffered in the Rwandan genocide, enough with your whining. Have you lost all of your money and your business that you spent 25 years building during COVID? Could you stop being such pathetic whiners? Meghan and her wife, Harry, are getting only $7 million allowance. They're not going to be addressed with the proper titles. It's horrific what they're going through. So next time you want to whine about your difficulties, maybe contextualize it in comparison to what true injustice is. I stand here before you and I say proudly, hashtag Je suis Megan. Cheers, everybody.